Hi, everybody. It's May 23rd, 2019. This is our fourth call in the Letting Go series, and we're going to begin, as we always do, in Shavasana. So please find a comfortable place to lie down. If you can't lie down, you can sit in meditation. If you're driving, please pull over. Make sure that there are no props or desks or books or anything around you in your space. Give yourself space. The practice is a metaphor. How you do anything is how you do everything. And as we watch how we do this practice, we see how we're being out there in the world. So clear everything else away. Be in a private spot where you won't be interrupted by others. And lie on your back with some support beneath the head and neck. Extend out through the, take the hands and take the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels so that the low back is comfortable. And if the low back is not comfortable, you can place your legs, your calves up on a chair or place some support beneath the thighs. It could be a bolster or a rolled blanket. Be sure that you're comfortable. Then extend one leg out and then the other. If you're doing a traditional Shavasana, the legs are lying on the floor a little distance apart so that the hips are relaxed and comfortable. Let the baby toes drop to the floor. The rest of the toes follow. So the thighs are turning outwards and the legs are released to the earth. Take the elbows and press them into the floor. Fingertips point toward the ceiling for a moment so that you can really lift and open the heart center. When we open the heart, we're actually opening the heart. It's more than the physical heart. And we need this as entrepreneurs. What is it to live and exist and be with an open heart? So again, dig the elbows into the floor, draw the shoulder blades into the back, bottom tips of the shoulder blades into the back, heart center open. Then release the arms to the floor. The arms are in a V position, about 30 degrees away from your body. So arms are straight, fingers relaxed, and softly close the eyes. Take this time for yourself. Have you paused yet today? Be here for you. Scan the body for any tension. We hold more tension in the body than we know. It's extraordinary. So scan the body for places of tension, and wherever you find the most tension, breathe into that spot. Breathe into that spot and let it go. Find the next place of tension. Sit behind your eyes, your forehead, the back of the neck, shoulders, the belly, the calves. Where's the tension in you? Look for it. Even this practice allows us to be present with what is being here. Where's the tension? Then breathe into that spot. Bring breath there. With this next inhalation, exhalation, breathe there. Let go of the logical mind. I can't breathe into my toes. Breathe into your toes wherever it is. Breathe there. Let that tension go. Let the whole body release to the earth. There is a deep letting go learned in the cells of the body in Shavasana. Just let go. Release everything to the pull of gravity. Arms, legs, torso, head, neck, shoulders. Everything releasing to the earth. In Shavasana, we practice a different mind-body state than we're used to in the West. In the West, we are alert and tense. Or we're couch potato, vegged out, watching TV. Shavasana is different. The body is completely released. No tension anywhere. No separation between self and other, self and floor. Releasing. But the mind is focused. Can I relax the body but keep the mind one-pointed? It's a skill we need as entrepreneurs, massively so. Mind one-pointed, focused only on the breath. What's the quality of this breath here and now? Just notice. And then don't notice with your analytical, logical mind analyzing it. Instead, be the breath. Just be the breath. Feel the breath. Be the breath. Soften the face, all the tiny muscles of the face, cheeks, the jaw. Unglue the tongue from the roof of the mouth, relax it in the bottom of the mouth. Feel how the cheeks and jaw then relax further. Create spaciousness in the cavity of the mouth, and notice how the body is connected, how the belly relaxes as well. Belly released, spaciousness in the cavity of the mouth. Allowing more ease for the breath. Soften the temples toward the outer corners of the eyes. Soften the outer corners of the eyes and the inner corners of the eyes. Soften the space between the eyebrows. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain. Letting the mind become quiet. Again, watch the breath. In Shavasana, the mind is in a receptive state, receiving thoughts, suggestions from the universe, but don't look for that, don't pay attention to that, just follow the breath, don't try to do anything. It's about being, not doing, it's about letting go. Places us in a receiving mode. And in this quiet, receptive state, know that all is well. With this breath, all is well. Breathe that in. Each morning in practicing Shavasana, we get to practice letting go. First, letting go of all that tension we hold, letting go of the thoughts that we think are so important, just letting them go, returning to the breath, training focus. Letting go of tension in the body, letting go, letting go. Then we let go of Shavasana itself. Sometimes if we've been very busy, this feels like such a solace that we want to hang on to it. But can you let it go as easily as it began? Powerful words come from this place too, and we can learn to let go in every cell. So letting go of Shavasana, it just knowing that soon you'll be coming out, it just begins with the thought that soon you will move. Separating out thought and action. No need to act just because there's a thought. Soon you will move, nothing changes. Then allow the breath to deepen. Start to move in any way that feels good to you. Letting go of preconceived notions of how you're supposed to move, needing somebody to tell you which way to move. Maybe you're wiggling the fingers and toes, stretching. Maybe you're not moving at all. What does your body want right now? Slowly bend the knees and roll to the right side. Support your head. Letting go of even that, as some of you asked me about. Yes, if you need to roll to the left side, do that. One of the reasons we roll to the right side, it helps us, my teachers teach me to return to that state of alertness. It has to do with pieces of physiology that I don't remember, to be honest. And roll to the right wakes us up better. Softly open the eyes. Keep the gaze toward the floor as you slowly use your hands, press yourself up to sitting. Return to our virtual circle. And anytime that you can, video on, because this is not an experience for multitasking and checking email and driving at the same time whenever possible. Be here, of course, in any way you can. But use this time, this training for yourself, to focus on one thing at a time. The scientists tell us, we know that multitasking doesn't exist. What we're doing is code switching. We pay attention to this, then that, then this, then that, then this, then that. And here we can train ourselves to focus on just one thing, so that then you go out there in the world and do that. We're learning many things at once as we gather in this circle, and I'm not always going to point them all out. So code switching is like trying to trying to say the alphabet, hi Grace, and then trying to count to 26. Or we can code switch A1, B2, C3, which one is faster and more efficient? So we want to train that one-pointed attention as Shavasana does, and as we do every time that we gather here. Hi Grace, hi Mary Kay, great to see you. Carly, great to see you. So great to see you all here. You're coming up on my screen in order, it's so interesting. So, and hopefully we'll see many more of you soon. Hi, Donna. Hi, Jasmine. First time we get to see you live here. So great to see you. Jasmine, did you get a chance to, and no judgment doesn't matter, did you get a chance to listen to last week's call? You did. Was it a yes? Wait, we can't hear you. You're muted. Jasmine, you're muted. Oh, and now you're gone. I'll ask her again.
Okay, Zoom. Yes, I got to hear it, and I apologize for not being here last week. I actually overslept, which is why my alarm was going off, and I like rolled into bed and hit the Zoom button. I was not going to miss today. But thank you all so much for the warm welcome, and I'm so excited to be here.
I need
to connect with my buddy. But it ended up happening with that.
And Mary Kay is one of them. And Marla, I don't see her here today, but you've got two buddies, Mary Kay and Marla. So great. Thank you for that, Mary Kay.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Marla. And now, look at it. Just rolled out of bed. You're here no matter what. I love that. And now we get a chance to welcome you live. You guys all know what to do, right? It's really nice when the person's on live. Are you ready? And how you do anything is how you do everything. How do you want to be welcomed in your life, right? And also just because we do it just to do it, because you all are such beautiful, heart-centered people. Ready? Here we go. Time to welcome Jasmine. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Welcome, Jasmine.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you. And I didn't actually even put this in my notes today. I can't believe this, but I'm going to turn to you first, Jasmine, because having the energy of that leap. Now, it might seem like a distant memory to you already, even though this is your first live call, but to regather that energy of like, well, why did I do this anyway? Because all of us are in the business of leaps. We're leaping ourselves all the time. Last time I took a leap was yesterday, I think. Yeah, you know? So we're always leaping. We create a habit of leaping. And if we have a business, not a hobby, others are leaping into work with us. And we want to understand, not just intellectually, we want to know that leaping energy. And Jasmine, you have just leapt. This is your leap into this call, even leap into this community. And I know that this was, as it is for all of us, and I've done it myself, it's a big leap. So I want you to, I'm going to put you on the spot right away, and you don't have to, okay, if you don't want to, but if you would share with us just briefly, what made you decide to take this leap? What is it in you so that we can all feel some of that leaping energy? And it's okay if you go like, I
have
I remember it's all good.
I feel that I had gotten to a point. So I am a mindset coach who wants to work with service providers. specifically first targeting teachers, but eventually expanding to nurses, social workers, medical professionals, just service providers who are at high risk of burnout in their careers. And I offer one-on-one coaching and hopefully soon group coaching programs where I work to both increase productivity through teaching different strategies that at the same time prevent burnout from happening. This is near and dear to my heart because I went through burnout myself as a third-year teacher and was able to come back. I have a neuroscience background, so did a lot of work around my mindsets and am super excited to be starting a business around something that I love so much and I'm so passionate about. But
and Jasmine, I'm going to stop you just there for a second because I'm going to ask you all these pieces. Hang on, stop for a second. And then I want to hear you fully because this is really beautiful what Jasmine is doing. You see, she's starting up, but just telling you who she is. She's just leaping in. This is so very beautiful what she's just done. And she's done it really, this is a great starting place because she's done this really articulately. And Jasmine, I'm super excited too because, you know, mindset coach and story, the inner world story is so very much about mindset. And then neuroscience, you all know my daughter is, you know, you've got a neuroscience background.
Yeah, I heard all
that. Neuroscience, and that's so cool. And what did I just do, by the way? This is about connection, right? This is connection with me and Jasmine. And each one of you has those different connections. And so as we listen to people, we can hear and start touching in. Like, where does that person's life touch mine? So that we have places where we connect, places where we, and that's going to be really related to today's call. So I wanted to mention that. I also want to mention that then when we show who we are to people and say what actually matters to us, what Jasmine is doing right away. I mean, there's many of you that Jasmine, I'm looking forward to her connecting with you, but right away, and you're on the same, you're almost beside each other on my screen. There's Jasmine, then there's Cheryl, then there's Aaron. And one of the people I think of is Aaron. Man, I would be on a connection call right away. Aaron, you understand why. You have related work that you do for sure. And then as you see, well, this is what I do, but I do it differently in this way. You will get to see who your ideal client is much more specifically. I know at least 5 relationship coaches. They all do very, very different things. And when we understand the overlaps and the differences, and you can refer people to each other, and you can, and you can help out as well with the pieces that, you know, and the other person knows other things, or they've built other things first. So once we show others who we are, right away, I would say, Aaron, Jasmine, I'd be in touch with each other. You have some overlapping work, some other overlaps too, but Aaron comes to mind right away. Jasmine, thank you. Continue. So why'd you make the leap?
So to get more to the point of what you were asking about with this quantum leap, I really got to the point in my business where I figured that I was doing all the research. I had gotten my coaching certification. I had my programs. I had figured out who my ideal client was. I was learning as much as I could about marketing. I just had no idea how to actually start my business. And so I was sort of shopping around and just doing tons of discovery calls and breakout calls, strategy calls, just trying to get any free advice from someone who like has done this before. And Michelle and I started talking, and really I wanted some help just thinking about like how my own story with burnout could potentially help with like my bigger selling point. And it turned into a 3-4 hour conversation where really,
hey, can anybody relate? Ever happened to you?
Where really, I love the neuroscience behind the whole stories, affecting the way that people act and what they think. But what I really related to was the fact that Michelle pulled out of me some mindset blocks that I knew that I was working on. And that like, for the most part, I had gotten under control, and yet like, I still had these moments of like pulling back and stuff. And then working with me through that, but then also too, she pulled out of me like articulating some of my biggest dreams for my business. Like, I want to be making seven figures so that I can go back and like create really cheap coaching programs in schools for teachers. I want to be working with, I worked in urban schools with pretty much all students of color, free and reduced lunch, like poorest congressional district. I want to be able to have a business where in my dream world that will happen, manifesting it, I create a kind of business model where I'm able to both provide the service that I believe is so vital and also create a model where I'm able to free up time to do this kind of work for free or for cheap or create partnerships or just do something that hasn't been imagined yet.
Mm, beautifully articulated. Great, great place. And so, and I think I did mention briefly on the call last time, it's like, I can't remember if I did or not, but let me mention it here. Jasmine's already said it. So Jasmine, at the beginning of her entrepreneurial journey, but bringing this huge, vast background to what she's doing. So exciting. And thank you for beautifully articulating that, Jasmine. And one of the things I want to underline, when Jasmine was talking about what happened in the strategy session, she used a five-word phrase twice. Did anybody hear it that talked about why she leapt in? Because I want you to develop the today's call is going to be about, a little spoiler alert here, it's going to be about listening. What, one of the reasons that I hear that Jasmine leapt in has to do with what we're going to be learning today. So did you hear, and again, listening is a skill that develops, what was that five-word phrase that she said twice that had to do with why she's here? She said she was on a bunch of discovery calls. Let me do all this free stuff to learn what I can. Why did she end up here? Yeah, Marie, what did you hear?
Well, one of the five things I heard was for the first time.
Oh, yeah. So actually, that's really good. I wasn't even paying attention to that piece. I was paying attention to another piece. But yes, for the first time. So this wasn't happening somewhere else. It was happening over here. Nice notice. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, it wasn't the piece that I pulled out, and it's very, very smart. Yes, very wise to notice that one. What else would you notice?
Is it about her story? She wanted to, her story, right?
And also, wasn't the five words that I was thinking of, but let me say a little bit. I love that. I was looking down, that was Cheryl, right? Because I'm looking down, taking a note. You were speaking, right, Cheryl? Thank you. Sounds like your voice. Okay. So the story, yes. And notice how she came into the strategy session. And this will, it happens especially with my work because people don't always know the depth of why they need story. But it may happen in your company as well. Like for my friend Jennifer, for instance, she does sales. People know they need sales, usually. They don't always know they need story. So it depends on the kind of company that you have. But people don't always come knowing the depth of what they need or want. And so Jasmine said, well, you know, how my story of burnout could help with a big, I came to Michelle, and again, for some free advice, right, because I've been doing these discovery calls, you know, how my story about burnout could help with, you know, with a bigger picture and help me with my starting point. Can you hear, like, is that a small request or a big request, really? What do you think? Relative to what she's seeing now, is that small or big, the question that she came in with? I want you to think about this because it's going to happen to you in your discovery sessions as well. Jasmine, what do you think? Small or big compared to where we ended up?
I think that getting a perfect story for your sales is a pretty big request, but in terms of the vast majority of what we actually covered and like with the story, it's just one tiny piece of it.
Right. Yes. A really nice answer. That's exactly how I see it as well. And beautifully put. So she came in with this, but then sees that there's so much more that's possible as she came in. And so thank you for that. Cheryl, where'd you go? So, Cheryl, there you are. You're on a different part of my screen now. So thank you for that. Beautiful. It's like the piece about story, which is, you know, she's coming in with pain in my area. You want your people to come in with pain in something about your area. If you have a free gift like anatomy, then they have a little bit more education about what matters, and they come in with, you know, appropriate questions, right? Which Jasmine did. But then the five words, here's what I want you to hear. Michelle pulled out of me. That's how she said it. Michelle pulled out of me mindset blocks that I knew I was working on. Michelle pulled out of me my biggest dreams. She said it twice. Michelle pulled out of me. Well, there could be no better way to start today's call about listening, because Jasmine didn't say those words, but can you hear that that is a listening skill? And listening not just to the surface of the words, because if Jasmine said, okay, will you please help me write that story so that it'd be a better starting point, so here's a couple of tips on creating that story. That call could have ended that way. Here's a couple of tips for creating that story, because now you'll be able to sell better. Bye. There's another discovery session. And then, but it wouldn't serve Jasmine, because then she goes, it's like pressing your nose to the glass. Free session, free session, free session, not diving in with anybody. If it hadn't been here, dive in with somebody so that you get to see how all of it works, right? So the listening skill was not just the surface of what she was asking, but something as well deeper. And how does that happen? That is the material for today's call. So I said today we would talk about an essential skill without which we can't have a business. And Jasmine just illustrated that. If you're hearing what I'm saying, raise your hand. She wouldn't be here without what we're going to be learning today. All right. So Jasmine, thank you so much. I want to hear what one person heard for your company from this, because we haven't started the material that's in front of me in my notes, and we are already in a deep dive. What did you hear? Because I always don't want it as intellectual knowledge. I want it as immediately useful and real so we can actually implement it in our companies and our lives. What did you hear for you already today without having stepped officially into the material for today? Could be any part of the pieces. You know, what Marie heard, what I heard, what Jasmine said. What did you hear that's for you? Cheryl and then Mary Kay. And then
the difference from what I'm hearing with my head is that Michelle pulled out of me is important, because to me it's a difference between mentoring and coaching. So that's where I'm at right now. So that's a vital piece to coaching, is really honing in on your listening skills.
And, you know, however you define, and we might all define mentoring versus coaching differently, and I don't want to go down there right away, but you are pulling out this, in order to really coach, in order to really, and I am not attempting to coach, by the way, so I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. On the strategy session, I'm not coaching. Don't coach. I'm just listening. That's all I'm doing. I'm listening and pulling out, listening, pulling out. What's even going on? What's the gap? Where's the pain, right? So, but it is an essential coaching skill for sure. And I need it for coaching. I need it for strategy sessions. Those are two separate skills, but interrelated. I need them in order to grow my company for sure. So Cheryl, beautiful. Thank you. Mary Kay, what did you hear that's for you?
I just wrote down this phrase, the depth of why they need story.
Uh-huh. Yes. And then apply to your own business. Yeah. Because she came in with it sounds like a very deep dive request. Jasmine underlined that quite beautifully. But there's so much more. And that's true. For instance, if it's for you, Mary Kay, it's like, well, you know, I just want to be with my horse better. Sometimes it's, you know, doing funny things. It's not listening to me. That's probably maybe how people come in with the request, maybe something like that. What, by the time they end the strategy session, you're not coaching, but there's more pain there than they might know. And how deeply can you listen to pull that out? So beautifully put. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Carly, how about you? What'd you hear for you?
Just the, you know, you can face burnout and you can experience it, but you can turn that into something else that can be so much more powerful and motivational.
I love that, because you heard a whole different level. You heard what at the heart of Jasmine's work, and again, it's related to Aaron's work too, that thing that has happened to me, I can turn it around into something that changes my life. And it is not the same skill, but on this campus, we talk about transmutation, transmuting inner dirt to inner gold. That thing that I think is holding me back is the very thing that's going to tell me my core values. It's not today's material, but ask me about it if you want to. I can go into that. We have a certain place in the year where we go into that, but if you want it sooner, we can dive into that. that very thing is going to tell me what my company is, how I'm unique, how Aaron and Jasmine are different from each other, for instance, to dive into the dark side, essentially, but not listen to that editor, listen to that, you know, those old stories, not listen to the surface of things underneath that. And that's a listening skill as well. How can I listen inside me? How can I listen inside others? There is something about why I'm even on this planet. That's why those dreams, the bigger dreams of Jasmine, were able to pop out in that strategy session too, because like listening underneath. So you were listening to the piece of what Jasmine's actually doing, the burnout piece. Love that. Thank you. Okay. And if always, if we take that, you know, I'm always, there's always a jam here. There's always something I'm learning. There's always something new. There's always, then that becomes my experience because that's my practiced habit. So beautifully done here this morning, guys. Okay, getting to the beginning of my notes here today. And we're already deep dive. We just came in a different door where we can hear it so much better. Couple of announcements. So practical applications launch. We're in the swing of it right now. I announced it last week. A bunch of you enrolled. I'm so excited about it. And so we have over a dozen affiliates. I was sick for 3 weeks. I did nothing about it. I didn't really, you know, I'm better now. Thank goodness. It feels so good. And so we scaled down what we were doing in a huge way. And it's many of you and others as well. We have over a dozen affiliates. That's pretty freaking cool. And I didn't really do anything to make that happen. And I really, so model that. You don't have to work so hard, right? And the launch starts, where are we here? Next week. So let me just remind you of that, because you still have time to join in with us if you haven't already done so. There should be a couple, an email and then a reminder that Amy sent out in your inbox. The preview call, we don't call it a preview call out there in the world because that will scare people. Like if I said to Jasmine, hey, come and you might make a really giant investment when we talk, she wouldn't come, but it would not be beneficial. It was really good that she came to that call. And we do a whole bunch of other things there too. So we don't call it a preview call to the world. People get scared about sales. It's called Three Secrets to Choosing Words That Make You More Influential. It's just the second time that I've taught this call ever. It's June 5th. And I'm going to be making an offer. I'm nervous about it myself. I don't usually go to an offer. I am not attached about how it goes, right? Because we created systems and structures to, like, this is my practice chance. I've given offers of usually $500, $1,000. This is a larger level offer, and it's a $2,000 offer. And then we're following it up with strategy sessions. So if you want to track on what we're doing, it might be time for you and your company. It might not be, but you'll know for down the way. If you want to see what we're sending out to people and what we give for affiliate copy and so on, it's a great, great thing to model. And if you have even one person that comes to the call and then takes further steps, if they come and join our community, for instance, there's never been a better time. I've in the 10, almost 10 years, 9 years of this community, I have never offered this before. I don't know that we're going to do it again, but if they come and join this community, I give $2,000 of that to you. All right. So it's a really, really nice way to bring in some cash flow. We do all the work. We won't make an offer if it's not appropriate for that person. I will refer them. I stay with people in strategy sessions. That's, you know, that's the way they come in. And another possibility, they could come into practical applications. That the fee for that's $2,000. I'm giving you $750 of that. So we've done all the work, all the emails, all the copywriting, all the course construction, all the delivery, and we're giving you not quite half of it, but, you know, so it's a really great thing to do. And you can model this as well. I can tell you which pieces of it would be best for your company, because different things at different stages of the company, right? So again, if you want to get in on that, send that yes into Amy right away, because it's happening right now. And ideally, if you've got a list, you send it out to your list. Some people, they might not have a list yet, but they've got some people they know they can tell. So however you want to do social media, if in any way you want to tell even a single person about this call, which I encourage you to do, let Amy know right away. Okay. I think that's it for the launch. Call schedule, just a reminder that this is, we have one more call at this 9:15 Mountain Time time, and the call is on Monday. Unusually, it's on Monday at 9:15 Mountain Time, translate to your own time zone. And that is our last call in the Letting Go series, last call regularly at that time, because we want to be able to serve Australia and Europe as well. So we've moved most of our calls to 12:30 Mountain Time. So So just remember to put on your calendar if it's not there already for Monday. And I'm really excited about this call too, because we used to have the fifth call in each series as a Q&A call, but we are opening up to questions all the way along. And I have new content about letting go that I'm going to be teaching you that I have not taught anywhere, right? It's going to be not most of the call. Most of the call I'm hoping will be your questions, but new content is things I've learned in 2019. That I have not taught in this way ever before. So you're not going to want to miss that call on Monday. And let me see. Story Freedom, make sure it's on your calendar. We'll be having you put in a $97 no-show deposit sometime in the next, it's going to happen certainly in the next month, hopefully before then. And the $97 no-show deposit, once we have that page up, be ready to get that in right away. And what happens is, you come to Story Freedom. It's in your package from September 10th to 12th. It's in the Canadian Rockies. It's gorgeous, gorgeous venue. And the $97 no-show, that's so that we know how many people we have. Limited space in the venue. I need to know how many people are coming because I need to know how many people we can invite and when to stop inviting. And also, I'm thinking about you by the moment you register. I'm thinking about you as I design this iteration of that course. So, and the $97, you get it back at the event. It's our concrete way of knowing that yes, you're coming, because you don't get it back if you don't come. So it's putting your stake in the ground saying I'm coming for what I already invested in. All right. So watch for that. That's going to be coming up sometime in the next few weeks. Make sure it's on your calendar. Add a couple days before or after to go to Banff. The Canadian dollar is much weaker than the US dollar. Many, but not all of you. Some of you are from the US, and Canada is a nice place to visit. It's about $1.30 to a dollar. So you're going to like, and also there's a really nice place to time to visit Banff. It's gorgeous, but fewer tourists than in the highest season of July and August. So put a couple extra days on your calendar. We'll more to come about that. A lot of announcements today. The game payments are going out. If you were in the game for the high ticket virtual retreat, payments are going out right now. Some of you have already received them. And also, we didn't do five times your investment back for winning the game, because I'm a little late again, as I'm not as late as I was last year. We're going to do six times instead of getting back. You know, put it, you put in $10, you got back $50, we're sending you back $60. And that's just my little thank you for your patience, because we're attending to other things, like sick and so on, right? So that should be in your inbox. And that's if you registered to play the game. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you haven't seen the High Ticket Virtual Retreat yet, go there, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And it's only for those who were playing the game at that time and put in their $10. So they could get that visceral experience. I put in 10, I get back 60, right? Six times when I put effort in this way. Cellular training on that. Other training that I want to tell you about, so much I want to share with you. There's always more on this campus than, you know, on that sheet that I give you when you enroll. So training on testimonials. I want to give you 5 minutes of training on testimonials. I've done hour and a half long versions of training on testimonials before in other places before, but I just want to give you 5 minutes on it, because for practical applications, I have a beautiful copywriter, Kate. She's like, she just channels me. It's so beautiful. So I read and edit everything that she does, but she is magnificent. And she's going to be interviewing, and we already sent out emails to a number of you, because I know in some way, shape or form, you've shared a story with me. And so we would love it if you want to share your story. It's specifically to promote practical applications. But if you have a story about working together in some way, I mean, I think about Mary Kay, for instance, going like, in 3 hours, I made more money than I ever have in my life. That's her win that she shared. We're always sharing wins here, but I haven't always, my bad, actually collected those stories to send out to the world. This is our time, our biggest way that we're ever doing this. We've collected them sometimes at retreats. And so if you've got a story to share and we haven't sent an email out to you, just email amy@michellegunderson.com and say, I want to be included. And Kate has booked out a couple of days, May 29th and May 30th, and to interview you, and so you can share your story. And like my teacher used to say, I used to hate it when she said this. I'm like, oh, it made me a little self-conscious, but now I understand it better. She said, don't worry. If it's not good, we won't use it, right? So if it's like, wow, but what if I don't tell the right story? What if, don't worry. Like Kate herself is really good at story. Everything goes through me. And if it's a story that either doesn't, you know, put you in the best light, or doesn't, you know, We'll either come back to you and say, hey, can we tweak this one thing or whatever. So we will make sure that everyone is honored in this. And it's a fabulous opportunity. You want to do this for your company. I've been lax in this. It's kind of like the shoemaker's shoes has no, the shoemaker's kids have no shoes. I've taught people how to get to do testimonials. Everyone seeks my testimony when I work with them. And you usually immediately come and say, meet Michelle. And then one of Lisa's assistants said, oh yeah, Michelle does amazing testimonials. We always get her testimonial. And people would come to me too and say, wow, you know, people have come into this community and said, and started working with me because they're like, wow, you're famous. And it's because they saw my testimonials from my teacher, right? That I did for my teachers. So it's a great thing to do. Don't do it for you. Do it to do it because it's a wonderful way to, what it does for you is it helps you consolidate the wins. To actually see it and experience it, what we focus on expands. The same way that we share wins often at the beginning of these calls. And then I want to give you, you want to do it because then you can do it, ask people for testimonials for you, and you'll see how we're doing it this time around. So model what works, let go of the rest. So appointments are going to be May 29th and May 30th. So make sure you book that right away. The email should be in your inbox for those we've reached out to. If we haven't reached out to you, just reach out to Amy. Be proactive. I've got a story to share. I want to share it. So a little training on testimonials. Would this be helpful to you? Yes, whether or not you're planning to do this. So really quickly, any questions about what the testimonial opportunity is? We would really love it if you would inspire others, if you share your experience. Any questions about what the opportunity is to share? It's specifically designed, as I say, to promote practical applications and the call coming up. But any story that you want to share, of a win that's happened as you've been on this journey. Marla, for instance, has shared a couple times here, you know, everything on my vision board from 5 years ago has manifested as we work together, you know. I'm an international speaker. I mean, amazing things happen in this community, right? And if you've shared it before, like Aaron, oh, I doubled my, this is from a long time ago, I doubled my speaking fees and it was easy. You know, go ahead and share. If you've shared it before, go ahead and share it again. It's fine, right? So training on testimonials very briefly. Now what's possible? Then, now, and then I'm going to add a layer of complexity on this, all right? But then, now, how? Now what's possible? Then. So what we're really doing with a testimonial, with a case study, is we're trying to see, it's not about talking about me. You can mention me if you want, thank you, but it's really about you. Before we started the work together, what was it like? Carly, what was it like before we started this journey, right? You know, but can you articulate that? What was going on? And often it's in multiple areas. What was happening at home? What was happening in your business? What was happening turning to Carly? Because I know we've had conversations, right? One of the ones that Amy's reaching out to, right? So you're not the only one at all, but you know, right? We were just talking about it not that long ago. So and what's happening now? So Mary Kay, for instance, and Carly, I'll mention it generally. So I hope you don't mind. Will you trust me in mentioning something? Okay. Whether you have closed that deal or not yet, it's like something like the biggest deal ever that I'm discussing. And then what's happened with your partner and different, you know, like all of that, those concrete details, right? So what was it like then? What's it like now? And anything that is, you can count or can measure, it's both the tangible things that you can measure and intangibles as well, but the measurable things often we forget. I've coached people on testimonials before, and it's sometimes taken me an hour to pull out of them, like with Jasmine, the strategy session, pulling out of them. When they're doing testimonial, I've trained them to do testimonials for other people even. It's like, oh, I forgot about that. One woman's like, I had, you know, 20 different programs I was running and none of them were working. And now I've got one, it's made more money than ever or whatever, you know, it's like, but it took an hour to pull that out of her because she didn't even see it. So the seeing of it, you might want to get on a connection call with your partner. It's a great thing to do this week. And it's a good thing to do anytime anyway, but it's a great time to consolidate that with your buddy, with your small group members, with anybody from the community. Where was I then? Where am I now? Then how did it happen? So Marie, I had more people at my, just mentioning some of the wins in this community just the last little while. I had more people from our writing workshop than ever before. Well, how did that happen? Was there something that in particular that we learned here, something that we did? How did it happen? It requires thinking about it. Was it that I gained confidence from a particular thing that I learned? Or was it that I knew how to speak in a strategy session? Or I actually sent out a mailing that I didn't do before? Or did I actually, or I had 100% of people register? How did that happen? Well, I actually learned to put out the list because I never did that, whatever it is, right? So for each one, how did it happen? And also know that there's a difference between inside the party. If you say, well, my editor was in the way before and now it isn't, they won't know what that means. I used to have these thoughts that were pulling me back. And even though I'm a mindset coach, I didn't even know. We started doing the work. I started thinking differently. I can't even articulate how, but here's the concrete things that happened. How? And then now what's possible? Well, now I'm doing this and I know that in the next year, I expect that, you know, and say what's real. Don't say anything that's not real. I expect my business to double. Mary Kay, seeing the confidence that you've been expressing in the last while, for instance, right? Whatever it is, you know, I expect because of this, this, and that, and there's concrete proof so that there's something that supports that. And I went from an idea of helping people to come to Bali to it actually happening. This dream that I'd been sitting on for a long time, I didn't know what to do about it. Now I'm actually doing it. It's very beautiful, right? So then now how and now what's possible. And let me tell you one last piece about it. So there's something called, I think it was Joel Roberts who taught it to me this way. It's really just a function of story. It's the dip. So often we want to give one hint of where we are now. Because otherwise, if we start out, well, before it was like bad, this, that, that, that. It's almost like we haven't earned the right yet. It's like, well, so what? And now you're like 1 inch ahead. Who cares? People don't always listen well. So if it's Erin, and let's say she's talking about the doubling speaking fees. I mean, there's so many things that Erin could be talking about, or the, you know, the e-women, amazing women, and you know, all near sellout from her, you know, Sandra Yancey. It could be any one of so many things that have happened, right? But let's say we're talking about the doubling speaking fees. It's very concrete. So I've mentioned that in talks before because it's concrete. People can hang on to it. So, well, you know, the idea of doubling my speaking fees like I did, I wouldn't even have dreamed of before because I was in a really bad place. And it happened so easily. You say I'm going to now a little bit? It happened so easily and so many other things, but let me tell you about where I was. So then they've got a reason to live. Wow, she doubled her speaking fees? Let me listen. Like some just little quick hint. So it starts, you know, I'm here briefly, but it wasn't always this way. This is the stuff that was what it was like. But now it's like this, I come back up. And here's how, and here's what I expect now. That is the shape of a testimonial, right? That's the shape of a case study. And then sometimes there's a thank you, right? It doesn't have to be, but however, whatever the structure is for you, right? Thank the community, thank, you know, myself for taking the leap. It doesn't matter, right? So it doesn't have to be. All right. And being able to see this dip is crucial. It's a structure of story. Crucial to be able to use, we use it in different ways, but in talks, in strategy sessions and so on. All right, so this is just a bonus little training in here because we've got this going on. And Kate is actually the one who offered to do this for me. And I'm like, great, because I don't have the bandwidth to do this. So that's why it's coming all of a sudden. Any questions about either the very quick training on testimonials or what the opportunity is and how you do it? Any questions about that? Okay, so one aha that is for your company from this that you can use right now. This is also about listening, right? By the way, this is right bang on with it with our material for today, because first we have to be able to listen to ourselves. If I don't know the trajectory of my own story, how can I possibly pull it out from the person who's in the strategy session with me? Like Jasmine said, Michelle pulled it out of me. I can't pull it out of another if I can't pull it out of myself first. There's one application, right? What else would you learn here for you and your company, Carly? Thank you. And then Anne.
I like, you know, how you kind of simplified it into the, you know, then and how things are now, and just kind of help. I want to start doing some testimonials, having my clients do some testimonials soon too, to get on my website and whatnot. But the importance of having like the qualitative and quantitative messages. Yes. Kind of yes. There. Yeah.
Thank you for hearing that. It's really important because if we only say, well, I feel better and I feel like I have a better life and so on, it feels like, even though it's real, it doesn't feel tangible to people and they don't know exactly what that means to you. And all the things, if you're in Mexico, things that you can touch and feel and taste and smell and see, right? Well, I feel better. Well, you know, I get out of bed and I'm actually ready for the day and I feel happy. Already that's a little bit different than I feel better. Right. So we could spend the whole day on this. But thank you, Carly. Great. You heard. Anne.
I like the idea. The then, now, how, but giving the hint at the beginning, because I will be doing some talking and just getting out and exposing my company more. Mm-hmm. And I think this would be a great way to lead into the talk.
Very first testimonial I gave years ago. Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you, Anne. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, thank you. And applying it to a talk as well. Thank you. Very first testimonial I gave for my teacher, Lisa, it was about 400 people in the audience. And I was working with writers at the time. And my opening line, I think, and it was a very brief testimony. I didn't have much time. And I wanted them to hear about the money because I knew that's what that audience would be listening for, right? So I was like, I think I started out something like, people say that, you know, writers are all broke and so you can't make any money teaching writers. Boy, is that not true. But I didn't know that before. It was so like brief and I didn't even tell them the details, but already they're going, oh, she knows and she made money and in an area that people can't make money. And so how did that happen? And then I started telling them, well, when it started out, though, let me tell you, it was really rotten, but they're ready to listen to hear about, listen to that, because they know they're going to hear the gem in the end, because that's how our minds understand story implicitly. And so we're trained to listen for it. There's like they know that there's an obligatory thing that I'm going to be telling them about if I'm a good storyteller. And that's the win that is now. So listening for the how, they're listening for all those pieces, the then, the now, how it happened, so that they can do it too. Any questions about that? I know that was really brief. Go ahead and ask follow-up questions if you want more on any of this. Again, this is just an added bonus training because of what we have coming up in the community here. Totally on point about the listening inside. And a great opportunity for you to be able to listen inside what actually has happened to me and own it. Each one of you has had phenomenal wins. But we don't always own it. Sometimes when we're in the midst of the biggest wins, we don't own it. Okay, so I want to do another brief training quickly, and some of the pieces are in and around listening. I might do a little piece of it next time, but these are just some crucial components and they're timely, so I wanted to give them to you now. I want to do a little training on asking questions. Mary Kay has been our like poster woman for asking questions in the last while, but I do recognize that since we moved to asking questions on the Facebook page to asking questions with this new technology, there are fewer of you asking questions. And so I want to remedy that, because the more you ask questions and we want to make sure it's easy for you, then the more I can help you specifically on your journey. Does that make sense? I want it to be super, super easy. So I want to take some time right now in the call, just a couple of minutes, about asking empowering questions and the why for it and the ease of it. So first off, will somebody share how you post a question in the community? Because if it's coming from me, you might not hear it, but do you know how to post a question in the community? And will somebody share it? How to post a question so that I'm answering it on this call? Who knows how to do that? Yeah, Mary Kay knows how to do that for sure. Mary Kay goes, she's been asking questions all the time. Mary Kay, tell them.
You go to the Story Freedom Academy and you click on the Story Freedom, and then you, up at the top, there's questions, and you click on that, and then you have to put your name and email and phone number, and then there's a blank where you put your question, and then you click.
Okay, so does it take?
And then you'll get a confirmation of that in your email, so you know
that's
not true.
Thank you, Mary Kay. Does it take long?
No, it's really easy.
We found this technology that's designed to be easy. And then where's the reminder for you if you're trying to find the link and you can't find it? Donna posted this, I think, in response to Marla's question, but I want to say it here. Thank you, Donna. Yeah, Cheryl.
It's in your email.
Every week, right? Or every time we have one of these calls. So
I just figured that out.
Yes. Every time the link is there for you, right? Including your password. So we've got a new technology that we didn't have before so that we can include your personal password in that email. So you can just go there and it should take you like less than 5 minutes. I know you all have lots going on, but I want to emphasize how important this is. When I work with my teachers, sometimes I only have a couple minutes, so I'll dash off a question to them. Sometimes I've spent an hour or two. I've masterminded with friends. I will make time for this. Sometimes I have let go of self-care. I don't model that part, right? But stayed up late, you know, past midnight to make sure I get that question in. And the reason for it, Mary Kay, will you share your question that was not a question this week? That was really revealing what you posted to me.
Oh, well, when I ask a question of myself, I asked probably four questions this morning and I had the answers. So it was like, I was trying to think, what question do I want to ask? And I thought, I was writing it out and I thought, I know the answer. And I mean, it's from listening to you and all the work here, but it's like, there it is. But if I hadn't asked the question to start with, I wouldn't have known that I knew the answer.
There's multiple purposes that I'm asking you to ask questions, right? So Mary Kay had answers to four questions that she didn't even know she had. So how much faster is she moving forward with her company? Because she's both asking and then even answering her own questions, right? So the fact of asking it is not even so that I can answer it. That's probably the least important part of the whole process, although it's important too. I don't want to diss that. Right? But it forces you to do those things that we were talking about on the self-care call last week. Remember that about extreme self-care and that it's to take deep care of yourself is to put a stake in the ground and to acknowledge your own worthiness and to acknowledge your own abundance. So I'm going to connect it with the self-care part of letting go series. If I don't take care of myself because I don't think there's going to be enough because I better work hard because I think there won't be blah, 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 right? I declare myself worthy. So then I take time and space for myself. And asking questions can be part of that. And if I don't do that, then I'm not going to do the things that the most successful entrepreneurs do. Like Richard Branson, he spends 80% of his time, what is it, thinking and resting. And Sandra says that the billionaires that she's been, you know, she interviews billionaires all the time. And what they do, they spend 30% of their time, 30%, that's 1.5 days out of the week, researching and thinking. I'm not going to do that if I'm too tired and I haven't taken care of myself first. And so I want my actions to be like those who are really uber successful. Can I model that? And if I don't think that I have time to ask a question and the question moves my own company forward, that probably means that there's a leak in self-care somewhere. Because, right? And so like all these things, there's a domino effect. And so then I need to put in the self-care. And then I create that space. Because then it's one action, many results, and I don't have to do it alone. And I can see even what it is that I ought to be working on, and I have to distinguish, right? And so how to ask empowering questions. Don't even worry if it's the best question or the worst question. It doesn't matter. First, most important, ask questions, right? Second thing is how to post, so you know technically how to post it. And then how to think about what that question is. What's your most important goal? What are you working toward? The questions force you to think about that. It's like, well, I don't even know what I should be working on, Michelle. Well, great, then ask that question. What should I even be working on? Great question to ask if you don't know. But it will force you to meditate on that. What should I be working on? Am I going to do a podcast, or should I be working on my free gift, or should I be trying to get people to do strategy sessions? Like, it makes you think about what that priority is. And if you don't know what the priority is, ask me what the priority should be, right? So then then it helps you sort out where you're even headed. And then if you do know, okay, no, what I should be doing, because first I was high ticket virtual retreat. Let me be talking to people who could leap in right away. Foundation, right? Foundational. So, okay, well then what's the thing that's most in the way of that? Well, I don't know who to talk to. Then ask me a question about that. I don't know where to find them. And we go back to the high ticket virtual retreat. There's some training there, but I still don't know. or maybe I haven't got my offer laid down there. I don't know what should go in it. Well, then ask questions about that. And then you move so much faster, right? And let me see. And the more specific your question is, the more specifically I can answer it, but the more, you know, if not, just ask any question and it gets us going. And sometimes if you think, well, but Michelle only spends a couple minutes on that question. Mary Kay gave a really good answer to that too. It's like, from the training, I realized I know the answer to that. Sometimes I look at your question and I design the whole call with it in mind so that the question will already be answered. Sometimes I do a deep dive. Maybe it's a 5 or 10 minute dive. If you want more time, it's like, Michelle, I'd really like to dig in. And you hand me a page long question. It's like, I'd like to dive in. Can we please dive in on this call? I'll listen. Right? So let me know. And then you can really use this time well. And what I want to do is I actually want to take some time over this today because I think it's so important. And the turnaround for questions, it's Monday. Right? So I'm going to, I've rarely done this. Zoom has a technology where I can break you up into rooms. I don't do this very often, but I'm going to do it right now. And where we're doing this on the call right here, right now, what's your question? Go post it. See if you can do this in 5 minutes or talk to it. Let me see. I'll put you in, I don't want to put you in big groups. I'll put you in maybe pairs, groups of two or three. And the way to use this time, I'll give you 5 minutes. Take maybe 3 minutes of it. 1 minute, let me see. You can let me, what's the best way to do this? 1 minute each. What's my question? Okay, what am I even aiming at? Like, just practice doing it quickly. You can add more details to the question later if you want to, but just get her done, right? 1 minute, what's my most important question? I don't know, what's my most important goal? Oh, I got to go back to my goals. Okay, what is it that I want to ask Michelle for next time? And then, so 1 minute each, get each other's help. I think it's this, can you help me refine it? Okay, that's what I'm going to ask. Great. So that's 2 minutes of your 5 minutes. Take the other 3 minutes and go and post that question. Actually do it. Make sense? Any questions about what we're doing? And if you don't know where to post it, go look in your email. It's right there. And you're all in front of your computer because you're here. Right? Any questions about what we're going to do for 5 minutes here? We've never ever done this before, but I'm just like, I so want you to be asking questions because then I can help you better because I want to be able to listen to what you need. Good? Okay. So let's divide you guys up. Breakout rooms. Here we go. 12 participants per room. No. Okay. So I'm breaking up into 5 rooms. And if it just so happens, because there's some people who are here, but not on video, and maybe they're not in a place that they can speak. Well, let it go. It's okay. If you end up in a room where somebody isn't speaking to you, don't take it personally. Take that whole 5 minutes for yourself. Can you all do that? So we can do this quickly. Okay, here we go. And I'll bring you all back here in 5 minutes. Have fun. Begin. Oh, wait, hang on. Add room. So it's just so you know who's there, Erin, Grace, and Marie, Anne, Carly, and Cheryl, Jasmine, Mary Kay, Donna, and Sergio, Cindy, and Judy. If your partner isn't there, just dive in. You got the whole 5 minutes to yourself. Begin. Have fun. For those who are listening on the recording later, pause this for 5 minutes and go do this yourself, please. Right? I'm going to pause so you're not sitting here looking at me, but pause the recording yourself and go and do this right now. We'll see you in a little bit. Welcome back. Breakout rooms are all closing in 14 seconds and counting. So we'll have everybody back here in just a second. And as we're gathering everybody, and Michelle arrived as well partway through, so I just put her in one of the rooms. So it's good to be flexible, right? Hopefully that all worked out for everybody. And everybody should be back here now. Fantastic. So one aha that you'd like to share from this experience, who would like to share really briefly? Yeah, Grace.
I love the opportunity to do this, and I wish we had more time. We're in a small triad like this. We can spend 5 minutes for each person asking each other questions more deeply, mm-hmm. and then go to posting.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And so one of the things I wanted to, so thank you for that. One of the things I want to remind you of is that you can do this anytime with each other, right? You can do this anytime with each other. And if you ask me a question, remember that you can ask me a question that says, hey, Michelle, could we do this on the call every week and spend half an hour doing this? If everybody wanted that, I would do that. But it's also then less time for training. Do you know what I'm saying? So then what would I cut out? Would it be that I don't teach you about testimonials or, you know? So if you want more time on the calls to be connected with each other, we will do those, do that. But you have the possibility to do that anytime. Just a quick note on the Facebook page. Hey, three people want to get together, or you can even reach out to those specific people. Hey, I'd love to be on the call with you. Why don't we do it? And a good time to do that is right after this call. Just block out an extra half hour all the time and be on a connection call. You could make that your habit. So thank you, Grace, for that. That's beautiful. Yeah, go ahead.
One other comment. It just struck me as you were talking. I'm going, one of my questions was, how do I have more fun in what I do? And I realized I just answered my own question saying, no, this was a lot of fun. I want to do more of it. It's like, well, why don't I then do that for my virtual group?
There's Mary Case. You ask the question and then you both find out what the question is and you receive the answer. Things go 10 times exponentially quicker. Thank you. Yeah. One more aha, really quickly, like a sentence. What landed for you with this? Because I so want to hear your questions. Yeah, Mary Kay, go ahead.
I found a faster way of doing it.
Oh, fantastic. So it's even faster. Beautiful. Thank you. All right. We have both Mary Kay's asked a couple of questions for today. Our poster person for asking questions. Thank you, Mary Kay, for modeling that. And then I want to teach you about listening. And today's the title here, late into the call, the title for today's call is The Key to Connection, How to Listen from the Inside Out. We've been modeling that. We've been doing that all the way through the call without me officially going through the material. We got to listen to ourselves first before we can listen to another. So I want to do just a very brief training today in and around listening. And we might do another couple pieces next time in and around this. We'll see. So what I want to teach you is we all think we know what listening is, but what is it anyway? Why it matters? What's the biggest mistake people make? And then how do we actually listen? What does it mean to listen from the inside out so that we can get all the benefits of listening that we've already underlined? Jasmine wouldn't be here if I hadn't, she said, Michelle pulled out of me. It is an essential skill to grow our companies. And most of us think we're doing it and we're not doing it, or we can do deeper and deeper levels of it. I'm learning this. Last chapter of my PhD was called Listening Differently. I spent years of my life trying to understand what this even meant. And do I always do it the best that I can? No, there's deeper and deeper layers of it. So what is listening? You guys tell me, 1 minute, really believe me, what does it mean to listen? Like popcorn, just a sentence or two, a word or two. It's this moment here too. Like, how do we listen to each other? How do we even know who speaks first? Grace, I heard your voice first. You go ahead.
To really stand under the other person's reality.
Nicely put. Love that. What else? Who was speaking at the same time? Was it you, Mary Kay? I didn't hear who was Grace, and who was speaking at the same time? Aaron, you.
And letting go of your own inner dialogue.
Thank you, which is why it's in this series. Absolutely. If I had to summarize the whole thing in one sentence, it would be exactly what you said here, Aaron. Yeah. And Grace, absolutely. Beautiful. Letting go of your own inner dialogue. Otherwise, can't hear anything. Mary Kay, then Marie.
Connecting.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's right in the title. Key to Connection. Yes, Marie.
I just see that Judy posted something in the chat and it says, sensing what's going on in our body and being curious about what the other person is saying and needing.
Oh, I love that. So actually, we've got to use our senses and really pay attention to that other person. And also sometimes we got to pay attention to clues outside of where we'd expect. Marie was listening over there. I didn't see that. Isn't that cool? Okay. So we think we have some idea. And again, this is a sophisticated group. I would say collectively, we know much, much more about listening than what's out there generally. Are you kidding me? But it's such an important skill and there's more and more nuanced levels of it. So why does it matter? Let's take 1 minute on that, because otherwise we won't develop this skill if we don't understand why it matters so much. Yeah, Anne. And then Cheryl, were you, or was that you too, Cheryl? Yes, no, okay, Anne.
To make connection.
And why does that matter? It's like, duh, Michelle, of course that matters. Why?
So you're understanding where they're coming from rather than talking at them, you're talking with them.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Which is why I want to hear your questions too, right? Mm-hmm. If all the stuff is not relevant to you, then we'll shift and change. Or the nuance of why it applies to you, etc. Yes. Beautiful. Why else does it matter? Let's hear at least one more really quick. Don't think. Trust yourself. Trust that you can listen inside you and that something will emerge is a trust practice, right? To actually start to speak and know that you'll say something that's valuable. Why else? Go ahead, leap in before you know you're ready to speak. Donna, thank you.
People need to know that you're actively listening. What's that saying? People don't care what you know till they know that you care.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you stay present without formulating answers. I learned how to breathe before I respond.
Mm. Yes, I love this response here, Donna, and you're saying active listening. So this is a phrase that's out there in the world, and we know it was important. Jasmine wouldn't be here without it. Michelle pulled out of me. How does that happen? Because I'm listening to what she's saying. But how does that even happen, right? And so active listening. So your comment, so Donna started talking about some of the techniques. Well, I've learned to breathe, and this is really important. And it also points to one of the biggest mistakes. I'm not saying it's a mistake to breathe. That's really important. And often what happens out there is that there are all these external markers of listening that are taught. If you Google anything about listening, if you look up communication skills and so on, it's like, well, lean in so the person will know you're listening. Make sure you pause because then there's a space for them to speak. Don't wait for your turn to speak because then, you know, make sure you're breathing. Repeat back what they say, right? And Mary Kay, you're smiling about all these things, right? And some of you, like, what? So why am I saying that in that can be a mistake? All those things are good. Nothing wrong with all those things. What's missing? Yeah, Erin.
Because you're focusing on what you're doing, not what the person's saying.
Thank you. Beautifully put. We can follow. Is that what part of why you're smiling here, Mary Kay? Is it resonant with what? Yeah. We can follow all of the techniques. And how many of you have had somebody who's kind of almost used those techniques on you? They're listening in, you know, they're leaning in. Sometimes I think of, Lord bless him, but my ex sometimes listened that way, you know, I'm Dana's dad. He's grown better, right? Maybe doing all these things. And I freaking know he's not hearing a word I'm saying. Have you experienced that before? Like somebody, they're doing everything right, but you know they're not listening. Who's been that before? Who's been that person? I've done that. I'm sure I've done that. So if it's not just that, if those external markers of listening, that's not it. It's like the finger pointing to the moon. It's not the moon itself. Then what is it? How do we find it if we can just lean in, do all those stuff, but still hasn't happening? What's the most important thing that we do?
When we listen, we connect with the person and they hear themselves and they get in touch with themselves at a deeper level sometimes. And sometimes they can transform just by us listening to them.
So get in touch with themselves. And we heard so much of this happening in how Jasmine was describing that strategy session experience, right? They get in touch with themselves. So they get to hear themselves as we listen to them. So we become that mirror. And we actually, I'm going to add something to this too. I actually want to hear. I'm actually curious. And remember I said it's a skill built on what we were learning in the rest of the Letting Go series. If I'm filled with attachments, like, okay, well, you better buy something or else, or you better think I'm really smart or else, whatever it is, and it's more subtle usually than that. Or, wow, if you say that you think my programs are too expensive, I don't want to talk to you. Or if you think you run out of time, you know, we're pushing, pulling all the time. It's exhausting. The first couple calls. If I'm not rested enough, I'm going to be so needy in that call, I can't listen, or on stage or wherever I am networking. I have to have rested enough, taken care of myself, or I won't be able to take care of that other person. I have to already know my own abundance from the connects to that series. Otherwise, I'm going to want to leap in because I'm scared, because I don't trust. Can I actually pause and listen? And so cool that Sergio was the one who was speaking. When Sergio came to, and we've told the story before, but some of you may not have heard it. When Sergio came to the strategy session, I'm like, you know, guy from Australia. We don't have people from Australia. We get some guys in this community, but we get many, many more women. So I just showed up in the call to serve. I just showed up to really listen and try to give a suggestion that would help. I was planning to either refer or to send him something in his own port, probably. But I also come in open. And as soon as we started talking, I'm like, oh my goodness, there might be a match here. Maybe I can help them listening further. I'm not attached to my own agenda. I really let it go. It's wise in the letting go series. And when I do that, I can hear what matters to that person. I want to add another layer to what Sergio was talking about. They get in touch with themselves. I'm listening to who they are, but I'm not just listening to who they are in the moment. Can I give you this example? There's a family member it's not my daughter, but who is really suffering right now. And it's an issue of wrong crowd and drugs and all kinds of things going on. And I've been helping this family member. The thing is, I'm not listening to her, and it's whether it's that or in a strategy session, this is what comes to mind. I'm going to share it with you. I'm trusting this, right? I'm not just listening to who she thinks she is right now. I'm hearing her from the highest place. I'm hearing like what Jasmine says, like, there were dreams I didn't even know, because I could hear that inside her. I didn't know the concrete details of it are hers to share and hers to own. But I'm not hearing just the smaller question, even though it's a big question, smaller question that she's asking at the beginning. I'm listening to all of her. I'm listening to all of her, whether it's my relative or my student or my daughter or my friend or on stage. I'm listening. I'm listening to you the best I can. I know Cheryl's probably not having the best day that she's ever had. Is it okay that I say that, Cheryl? That's right? You don't look like you're having the best day that you've ever had, but that's okay. I've just got kind of my eye on her. Because I'm listening. Even when I'm speaking, I'm still listening to people. You know, Mary Kay's having a hoot today, right? It looks like it, right? And people come in with different energies, different times. Can I listen? It's not always about the external markers of it. Okay. So it takes patience. It takes no agenda. It takes trusting that it will lead to somewhere that serves. And that's why a strategy session, for instance, has a certain agenda. It says, hey, we're going to find the best next step for you. Because then we're always together listening for that. And it might be in your own core. Might be something else, but I'm actually listening to the person. And I will sit with somebody for as long as it takes to, like, we can see together what that best next step is. And I will spend that time and I will refer them to somebody else. I will refer them to a competitor. I don't think of the world as competition, but you know what I'm saying? If that's what I think is the best for them. And then that builds trust, that builds integrity, that builds a really strong company, and that builds sleeping well at night too. All right. So what's the one most important thing that you heard about listening today? If it was only about those external markers, I would make sure that you guys were speaking more today. I'm doing a lot of talking, but I've listened to what you've asked before. Yeah, Marie, go ahead.
I love the reminder that when I'm listening to the big self that the person might not even be aware of.
Thank you for underlining that. Yes, beautifully said and much more concisely than I said it. You heard it this time, you didn't hear it before. Thank you. All right. Let's hear one more. Uh-huh. Yeah, Donna.
It's interesting. I need to make a decision when I go into a conversation how much time I want to invest in it without draining myself. Mm-hmm. And whether I have that conversation at the grocery store with the teller and I make clerk and I make direct eye contact with her and I ask about her day, it's because I genuinely want to know. And forgive myself when I don't want to engage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have enough energy to do what I need to do properly. And I have to let it go and leave it.
I love the message that you're saying. And to listen, I've canceled strategy sessions. If I haven't had enough sleep, if I'm not, you know, I've moved them. And some people might be offended by that. Maybe some people don't come back. but I want to make sure that I can really listen to that person. And then I want you to also be able to listen. Can you hear? You want to listen to what's underneath, because I heard underneath what Donna said, so that I won't be exhausted. I hear the need for call number three. Because if I'm concerned that there's going to be exhaustion, it means that there's some level of self-care that I want deeper and deeper. And that happens to me too. There's nothing wrong with what you said. What you said is beautiful. And it's like, so that I don't drain myself is different than I want to set boundaries for this call because I want it to be engaged and enlivening and fun for both of us coming from different energies. So I'm listening to what Donna is saying beneath what she's saying. And she could agree or disagree. It would take a longer conversation. Are you all hearing? If you heard that, raise your hand. I'll listen under, yeah, thank you. And you heard too, Donna. Thank you. Okay. All right. We just have a few minutes. I know we're already officially at end of time. You guys know, just block out 2 hours for each of these calls. Get on a connection call with people afterwards. It's a great thing to do, what Grace suggested. You can get on calls and take this further. All right. But I want to get to questions for today's call. And so Mary Kay, again, our poster woman for questions. Thank you, Mary Kay. Had a couple of great questions. One question and then one that I asked Marla to post. I want somebody to repost it because I wanted to move it to next time because I wanted to make sure we got the essentials about listening in. And that's why is journaling an important part of self-care? There's a really important piece that I want to teach you. Who will post that question for me next time so that I make sure to take it up on Monday? Thank you, because Anne, you now know it's easy. Thank you. All right, and Grace will... Grace, will you post something else? Because you already volunteered. Can I volunteer you for something else? Starting a thread about listening. And it can be whatever you want over there in the Facebook forum. Can you do that for me? Perfect. Thank you. Love that. All right. So Mary Kay asked, do I need to post on my Facebook business page a lot? I like to do it sometimes, but I don't like feeling pressured to have stuff out there all the time. I'm listening to her energy. Can you hear underneath what the sentence is saying? I'm tired. I don't want to do this and I don't want to exhaust myself. There's a little bit of Donna's question in this as well, like or Donna's statement. I have an email list, but I don't send them stuff very much, mostly because I don't receive enough feedback from them to know I'm sending the right stuff. Oh, so Mary Kay saying, I want to listen more to my list. How could I do that? How can I find out what they want? That'd be a good, right? Because I'm saying I haven't listened to them enough. I want to listen more. I hear that underneath her question. She wasn't even asking that. Do I need to let go of wanting feedback and comments? Or maybe at least let go of the need for it. That could be too. It's not just one answer to this. I want to solicit more, just like I'm pulling questions out of you guys. And also sometimes I can just give and trust. So it's not just one answer to this. Our lives are complexly layered, right? Or maybe at least let go of the need for it. How does letting go fit in here? So great question. I have a dual answer to this. My answer from what I'm doing, so my mentor Sandra said, I was asking her a similar question about Facebook over a year ago. And she said, we'll have a posting pattern on Monday. It's, you know, Friday, Thursday, it's question Thursday, except it had something that I can't even remember. If one started with Saturdays would be story Saturdays or whatever, right? Have a posting pattern in 5 days of the week and make sure you post about that and start a theme and a hashtag and so on. That's what she taught me and I haven't done it. So Mary wasn't a very good student. But also I am very particular about my company and where I put my energy. I'm just not developing. You'll see some stuff from me on Facebook, but not very much because that's not where I'm putting my energy. So I think the biggest thing I want to teach you is something from another mentor, Maribel Jimenez, amazing mentor. Some of you know her. And she taught me about crossing that first six-figure line. Right. And whether it's for 6 figures, 7 figure, wherever you are on that journey. But for her, it was her first 6 figures that she crossed. And what she said was she would write out a to-do list and then start checking things off as fast as she could. No space, no abundance, no self-care. Right. But she's real busy. Got her stuck. That's why I want you asking questions, too. She wasn't listening to what was most important for her. Because she would check off the easy things on the list. But the hard things, like I'm going to pick up that phone and call that prospect. There's all kinds of reasons to put that to the bottom because it's going to take more time. I've got to find the person. It takes more energy. And so I can procrastinate and I can be busy all day, 16 hours a day, and not move my company forward. For me at this stage of my company, Facebook is still that. Some people came into this community, another work that I do through Facebook. Often it's a personal note. One of my friends is a high level teacher in and around Facebook. He teaches people, it's about story and it's about real connections and it's about kind of one-on-one with people, you know, So those kind of low-tech things resonate with that. So I'm not saying you should or shouldn't be posting on Facebook regularly, but what's the one thing that will move your company forward? And Mary Kay, you've been picking up a phone and people have been saying, I want to work with you. And I don't even, and you don't even have the program yet. I would say put your energy there first. And so as Maribel was learning, it's like, I've got to do this, doing the harder thing. All those other things can wait. I'm not very good at email. I tell you, I don't always see the emails because it's like, it's a waste of time. Somebody else's energy first. Sandra Yancey asked us when she came to town the other day to speak, how many of you checked your email before this? And there's, you know, dozens and dozens of people in the audience. There were only four of us who did not check our email that morning. I was one of them. It's someone else's agenda. I'm not going to start my day with someone else's agenda. And Facebook often ends up being somebody else's agenda. And the other thing that, again, I'm leaning with what I learned from Sandra here. Sandra said a lot of people spend 2 hours a day on Facebook. That's 10 hours a week. Or on other social media. And that's one quarter of your company time and getting no results from it. She says there's not a company on the planet that can spend one quarter of the time and not produce income-generating activities and survive. So as we learn in practical applications, start close in first. Social media is far away. Start close in first. Call somebody, pick up the phone, low tech, right? Meet with somebody, then do a talk. And that, you know, so social media is far away. And from another angle, so another one of my teachers, Lisa Sasevich, she has these pillars that, you know, and she hadn't even developed them by the time I started working with her. She developed them afterwards, but I already knew this. And then she developed them as pillars in that order. And the last one is like online stuff. That's often where people start. I'm going to build my website and I'm going to do Facebook ads. I'm going to start my company. To me, that's backwards. It's not that you can't build your company that way, but why not do it the easy way? And I used to joke when I was in that community for 4.5 years. Her last pillar was that online stuff. I'm like, I've been working for, the company's been growing exponentially. It's been doing great. I love what I do. I work with the best people and I haven't got to that last pillar yet. I haven't even done that yet. You're just starting to see us do that right now. And the company is, we had our best year last year on top of other best years. We've been growing exponentially. It's been phenomenal. And you don't see me in Facebook. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. But asking the questions like, what's my priority move? What's the low hanging fruit? For most of us, it's still that I'm going to pick up the phone and call somebody and connection calls and, you know, and then speaking live. And then after that, speaking virtually. And you're seeing this company expand in that way, but doing things in the right order so that it's easy. You don't have to do it that way. I have a strong bias for it, right? So take what works and leave the rest, but I would not spend time there first. I think of those things as working in the background. I mean, you know, I post on Facebook sometimes and I'm building my list slowly. And now we're starting to do list building. We're actually putting attention on that, but it's at this stage of the company. I kept my list very small for a long time. And when I spoke to the founder of the Shift Network about how small our list was and what we were doing out of it, he was like, holy, that's phenomenal. But you don't need to reach a lot of people. What if every person you touch that because you knew that there's a connection you could help them. What if every person whose life you touched and you connected with enrolled in what you're doing? Would your practice, whatever you're doing, be filled very quickly? So sometimes I think I need a list of 100, 1,000, 10,000, et cetera. And I need all these Facebook followers and I need all these likes, but it's like going the indirect route. Start with the direct route. It's the foundational teaching for practical applications. Start close in. And that's also where you build that listening skill in one-on-one conversations and strategy sessions, for instance, in talking to somebody for a connection call. That's how Aaron came in. It was a connection call. We just met and I was going to have, you know, I offered some suggestions about some things. Then we went to strategy session and then she came here. So Mary Kay, does that help? Okay, awesome. Great, great question. All right, I went through the listening piece pretty quickly, but there were so many other things that I wanted to teach you today. Who learned at least one thing today that you know can move your company forward? Each time you take one thing home, it could be about listening, it could be about testimonials, it could be from Mary Kay's question, it could be from many multiple components of this class. Who learned at least one thing that they can take away for their company? At least one thing. Okay, fantastic. So we can continue the conversation. There's one more piece in and around self-care that I want to teach you. It's phenomenal. And it's a huge way to listen as well, listening in before we can listen to others. Looking forward to your questions. Just because you posted that question or you didn't quite get there, finish posting that question. And remember, you can post, if each of you posted 5 questions, great. I would design the call around that. If we can't get there within the structures we have, I would post and I would create another call. And if you go, but I don't have time for that, we'll make sure that we're creating time and ask me a question about that. Because more efficient actions, all right? So one aha, one inspired action so we can round up this call. Remember to answer Amy about the practical applications launch. Remember to answer as well about the testimonials. If we haven't reached out to you, just reach out proactively to Amy. I think that's it for announcements. Make sure Story Freedom is on your calendar. So one aha from today, one inspired action. Carly, you're in my upper left corner. You're first.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready. No, I'm just kidding. it's like I've heard you say it a lot of times, but I guess it just kind of sunk in today with some things that are going on. But what is the one thing that will move my company forward? I'm feeling a little stuck in some areas. So,
thank you. There's a book that I recommend about this. It's called The One Thing. We're going to drop balls when that happens. Smart companies do that. Sometimes you drop some balls, but you pick them up again later. It's like this balance thing is a myth.
Yeah.
Good.
It is. Then in inspired action is I'm going to start, structuring some things for testimonials from some of my clients.
Fantastic. And then you're listening. You want to listen carefully to their stories. They don't always know what their stories are. And I've tried to give you some clues to do that for you. So it's going to require that listening skill that we started talking about today. Fantastic. Thank you. Anne, you're up.
Start in close.
Thank you.
One of those things I've heard before, but keep. And so inspired action today is booking space to speak.
Mm-hmm. Love it. What's that? Where's the low-hanging fruit? Where's the easy? And also, I love what I learned at Peak Potentials. They said, I already know that it's the most dangerous words, but because... that's when we shut down. And that's maybe exactly the thing when we go, I already know that. That's the thing we need the most. And also, when do we really know it? We know it when we're actually practicing it, when we're actually doing it. So, starting close, let me actually take actions that show myself that I'm actually doing that I actually have learned that and assimilated that. And there's all those deeper levels of it too. Right. Beautiful. Thank you, Anne. Mary Kay, you're up.
Listening from the inside out really fits listening to your horse. And I've written about it before, but you added a lot more clarity. I think I can explain it better to my people.
Love that. Thank you. And we did it really quickly too. Thank you so much, Ryan. So glad that you heard.
Inspired action is I have another strategy call. I thought of another person on a strategy call, so that's what I'll contact her.
Now that is an efficient action. I'm just going to go directly there. I'm going to go call the person that I can talk to that might leap in today. Fantastic. Thank you. Grace, you're up.
I was just reading Judy Greenman's to everyone. All right. For me, it's a smaller list is beautiful. That's that focus on the small list, develop the connections. And so my inspired action is to really be curious and listen when I go to my networking event this afternoon, and to create a structure for gathering testimonials.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Beautiful actions. Thank you.
I'm friends with my European coaches group, and I having that structure will help them and me.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Yes. Love it. Yes. So happy. And I hear you hearing. Do you get it? I hear you hearing some of the essentials, really important pieces of this call, and underlining them for yourself. And beautiful. Yes. Erin, you're up.
Instead of listening to the inner dialogue, my aha and an inspired action in there is listening instead to what it's trying to tell me.
Mm-hmm. Love that, Erin. Yes.
Thank you. And that's an acknowledgement to Marie for the questions that you sent me. Thank
you. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. There's so much wisdom in this community, man. Lean in. Thank you. And thank you for the acknowledgments of Marie. They're beautiful, Erin. Thank you. What's the, your inspired action?
To journal about that.
And I want to teach you another piece around journaling. Well, it'll be quick next time, but it's so crucial for being able to listen inside and actually make changes in our company. So I'll give you that piece next time. Thank you. Marie, you're up.
Oh, God, there's so much. The piece about asking questions when I don't think I have a question, and then all the stuff that emerged out of that for me. I'm still asking questions now, which is pretty cool.
Oh, so happy. Yes, yeah. Thank you. You made my day with that.
Yeah.
I've never done that question piece, and you got it. Yes. And your inspired action.
My inspired action. I'm going to write a haiku about questions.
Oh, I love it. How fun is that? Not having fun, we're not doing it right. I love that. Cheryl, you're up.
Well, I didn't have questions too when I got my small group with Ann and Carly. And then I did have a question, but then I think I answered my own question. So
I love it. And your energy has changed. This is beautiful. I don't know what was going on before, but it's so beautiful. And maybe it was just
nothing. That's what's so funny. Nothing was going on before. I'm super happy right now.
I was wrong. So again, but if we can ask and then we learn, right? So she might have just been concentrating. We can misread.
I think I was really trying to listen.
Ah, love it.
I think I looked really mad, or I don't know what I look like, but I'm really trying to, even in Shavasana this morning, I'm like, okay, that's enough, get up. No, Michelle didn't say get up yet. I mean, I'm rushing through, you know.
Love it.
It's like, okay, I got it, that's good, okay, got it. Thank God. You know, it's like, no, stop.
So I think
it's always me like this.
There's another piece that I want you to notice about this. We don't have to be right. As we're listening, we ask questions or we make statements and the person will tell us, but we got to be not unafraid to engage, right? Beautiful. Thank you. So your aha and your inspired action.
My aha is from Sergio. I want to acknowledge Sergio. Listening helps the other person get in touch with themselves.
Yeah.
So that's my big aha today with that. And
we saw that so much with Jasmine, right? We saw that. Yes. Beautiful. Your inspired action.
My inspired action is like it is kind of every week to really like buckle down with Shavasana and just really be still.
Beautiful. I love it. And by the way, about those rules, you know, I interrupt you guys. I break all the rules. But often people come to me and say, Michelle, you listened to me. It doesn't come from, I'm not saying that the rules are wrong, but it comes from a different place than we think, right? One time I met with, I'm going to tell you the story briefly, Cindy and Pamela. And I said, I just came to listen to you first, but actually then just talked to them for an hour and a half, but I'd already been listening to them for 2 months. And they went like, that was bang on. You got exactly what we were listening, what was on our minds and so on and so forth. It's not what it seems out there when we go Google it. There's a deeper level skill that we can practice. It's a skill. Beautiful. Thank you, Cheryl. Michelle, you're up if you're in a place where you can speak. Going once. Going twice, you're muted. Okay, then Sergio, you are up. And Michelle, go ahead and post on the Facebook forum. It would be lovely to see it there. Sergio, can you unmute? You're in a place where you can speak.
All the things to do with listening, pausing, not interrupting, sensing what's happening in the person, allowing them to hear what they're saying so they get a deeper connection, and sometimes they can transform themselves from what they're saying. Those are the things I learned. And also taking care of myself.
Beautiful. I love it. Yes, yes, and yes. What's your inspired action, Sergio?
Well, I'm just on the way to another course this morning, and in the course I'm going to be more curious and listen without interrupting people more.
Breathe that in. What a perfect way to end our call. Thank you so very much. Love you all so very much. You light up my life like I can't even say. Have a fantastic few days, everybody, because we will see each other Monday morning, 9:15 Mountain Time. Please translate to your own time zone. Remember to reach out to Amy about the testimonials and about the practical applications launch. And Marie, was that a question? Marie put up her hand and then she disappeared. Or no, she was waving maybe. All right. Have a great, great weekend, everybody. I will see you Monday morning, or Tuesday for Sergio, I guess it's Monday for most of us. All right. Bye-bye for now.
Bye, everybody.